Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People ask me all the time, if I were to use one word to describe the Good Day program, what would I say? Well, I could come up with refreshing, informative. Maybe like having a glass of really good, clear water. Very refreshing. That's the Good Day program. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it, mm-hmm. Right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think. How they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug, the growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this, but not necessarily just the Everglades, hey, Doug, there it is, not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But they did for
so
a while.
Much.
That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little pets, and then they get too big.
Yeah.
The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different, if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This, I used to wear, my family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so it was a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. And so all of us, well, actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job, I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So, I had a place in, over in Palm Beach, a little, place that I'd rented on the beach. And, one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty. And, something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So, use your imagination and think about what has happened. You probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. Sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So,
ugh.
Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech, right? Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it would take us to get? It'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's that name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who is working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Okay, James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like
was
one
the
of
standard.
The standards of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like
story.
That kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels in a manner of speaking. into another place.
Oh, and doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
Yeah, on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brain's manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Or lost in translation and ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Do I sound like I'm barking? Now. I sound like bow. Maybe close. A lot of people have accused me of being a dog in my life, so listen. Bow wow. Warren Eckstein is here. Nobody's accusing him of being a dog. He's a writer. He's a professional pet therapist and trainer. Has a great radio program. He's been on the air for a long time called The Pet Show. So what is there not to like about Warren? The book I would, the one that I like the most is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, written by Warren a number of years ago, but there are others as well. He's just got such great insight. So fill in the blanks here, please, Warren. Old dogs are?
Old dogs are like old people. They're sweet, they're sassy, they're grumpy, and they're playful, just like me. It's true, though. It's true. Yeah. People, you know, sometimes people don't understand older dogs. I love older dogs. I just love the fact that they look at you sometimes and say, you know what, let me sleep a little bit. You know, I just love the concept of them being so honest. They're kind of wise. Older dogs and older cats, too, but they're wise. And dogs than puppies.
How do you determine the age when you would consider a dog old? Because different breeds, my breed, for example, the English Bulldog, supposedly 8 to 10 years. Well, Charlotte lasted until she was 15. Daisy's going to be 8 this year. She was a little lethargic, so I brought her to get a blood test and found she still had remnants of Lyme disease.
Huh, interesting.
So that was the reason they said for her being somewhat lethargic. But, you know, there's all kinds of things. But interpreting age, though, how do you do that? How do you?
You know, the old rule, 7 years, is not really accepted now. It depends on the certain breeds, just like anything else. For example, the larger breeds, the average lifespan, for example, of a Great Dane or an Irish Wolfhound or a Scottish Deerhound is much less than a Chihuahua or a Maltese or a Mini Poodle. So the size of the dog has a lot to do with it. There's a breed called the Schipperke, which is a Dutch barge dog, which can live to be 20, 25 years sometimes.
Really?
But there are, you know, the smaller...
What do they look like? I never heard of that breed
before. It looks like a little black fox. No tail. And they use them to carry messages between the barges in the Dutch rivers or whatever you call it over there. Yeah, kind of interesting. Schipperke, an interesting breed. But there are many breeds, and a lot has to do with what you do, how you feed them, how you exercise them, how you take care of them, how you stimulate them mentally. A lot of times, you know, dogs will go down because people don't give them the same amount of attention when they get older as they did when they were younger. Mm-hmm. So all of that thing has to be taken into consideration. Socialization, playful. For example, people say to me, I have an older dog, so I no longer bring him toys because I didn't play with him. And our response is, I don't care whether he plays with it or not. The fact that you're bringing it to him is enough to make him feel better.
Yeah, I think the more attention, I can't imagine not paying. My dog, I think, is more lovable as she gets older. Maybe that's because I think I'm more lovable as I get older. Maybe that's a little transference.
You know, I haven't noticed that more lovable part of you, Doug.
I know. Thanks very much, Ron. Very sweet. All right, here's the story. It's a warning. Let this be a warning to you. A couple of grandparents and a dog inside their RV dying. Apparently they were asleep. The air conditioning broke down. The Texas heat's been so... It's really been extraordinarily warm. The children are mourning the loss of their parents and the dog. And I guess there's just something, you go to sleep, how do you
Well, it happened
know?
So fast, too. Yeah. One of their neighbors in the mobile home, one of the neighbors offered to host them. And they were like, no, we should be fine because it broke. They had somebody come out to check it out. We're told how much it would be fixed. They didn't have the money, so they went and got the loan, and were waiting to get it fixed. And just one morning, the neighbor noticed that they weren't out walking the dog and knew that something was wrong because they always are.
You know, there are alarms, though. There are temperature alarms available. If you go online, I'm sure you can Google and find them where you can have. But this was a case, so from what you're talking about, they knew that it was going to be hot. Their air conditioner wasn't working, so it was kind of like a bad decision on their part. And, you know, in a car, I got arrested once for breaking into a car to save a dog, and the bottom line is a car or even an RV within a couple of minutes, even less than that, can really jump a tremendous amount in terms of temperature. So you shouldn't just bottom line is have either an alarm or just do what I do. Never leave anything alive in a car when you get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. You wanted us to celebrate Happy Doggist last week as we got into the month of August. It's also known with pet people as Doggist. Who started that? You?
No, I didn't start that. Doggist was started by a group in New York, but it's kind of like every dog, every shelter dog, they don't really have birthdays. So they give them this August date, and the August is... Now, every shelter, adoption day is the way I go. The day I adopted my dogs is their birthday every single year. That's the way I approach it.
That's scary. That's great. I think that's a great memory. That's a great way to remember stuff. All right, Warren Eckstein, don't forget all the accoutrements you can find at his website, petshow.com. Also, check out hugsandkisses.com, which is his proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. Warren with Doug and Jay here on Good Day. Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-36.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Less really more? Well, you'll find out because we have less controversy, more information, more communication here on the Good Day program. Stick around, you'll find out.
Good day to all of you boys and girls who are out there, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, especially fathers, though. Jennifer Horn is not anybody's father. Jay is not either. But I am. And so today is a celebration of bad dad jokes. Have we all experienced a dad joke, or two, or three, or four, or maybe a thousand?
We work here with you, sir.
Okay. Then, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick.
Mm, very good.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
Right there.
Was it?
Right
there.
Why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
Because they have a hole in one.
Yeah. There you go. Two.
That's good.
What's the best time to go to the dentist?
I got this one. 2:30.
Go ahead, Jane. 2:30.
We're 3-3.
Wow, we're quite the tag team here.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. Ham Sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says,
"We don't serve food here."
Okay. Well, I think we've had enough. Yes, no, or no? Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find one more.
Someone.
What? Wait a minute. I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2?
2 minus 2, what's 2 minus 2? I don't know. This could be a tough one.
He was right. He said nothing. I can spend the whole half hour doing this. What do we see? I see or I hear that song in my ear, that famous song, Jay. Yes, we have some bananas. We have some bananas today.
I am not familiar with that one.
No. You are familiar with
it. I'm more of the bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S variety.
Really? B-A-N-A. Sounds like vacation. All right, so the big story today, for those of you who are banana lovers, you may find this amusing. You may want to take advantage of it. I don't know which store this is, or actually I do know what store it is, but I'm not going to promote it because I don't really want a whole bunch of people, but get, pardon the pun, get a whole bunch of people to run into the store. See what I did there?
You did there.
Ah.
Ew.
So here's somebody who wanted to have bananas and other fruit delivered to his home with, what is, who does that, DoorDash? Somebody like that does it, right, Grub? Who delivers?
Oh, yeah,
I
DoorDash,
guess the stores.
Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the stores do it themselves. So here's this fellow who writes a note to me. He says, I thought you'd like this story. I requested 8 bananas in my weekly grocery pickup order. The store gave me 8 bunches of bananas and charged me 68 cents, the price for one single banana. So I went bananas. And I commented.
This person got more bananas than they actually paid for. What's the problem?
There is no problem, except in my mind, being the fair-minded sort that I am, I think that this person should go back to the store and pay for the rest of the bananas. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We've done that before. We ordered takeout, and my husband went to pick it up, and they were like, it's already paid. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's not. He comes back, and he asked me, did I pay over the phone? I was like, no. So he went back up, and he paid.
Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes you get overcharged, and then you think twice about it. Well, do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then you beat up on yourself. It's very easy. I mean, how much do bananas cost? I buy bananas every week. I like organic bananas, and they go well with the rest of my routine, fruit-wise, in the morning. But I don't remember ever buying. I don't remember ever buying anything and not paying for it.
Too.
Very good. Good fiber. It's good fiber.
That potassium, the fiber. If you have any kind of digestive issues, bananas are supposed to be a food that won't upset your stomach.
Yes, right. Set that right down. I give it to Daisy, too. She loves bananas. Very good for you. Here's the story of a giraffe that fell on a family car, smashes the windshield. This was at the Texas Wildlife Center. So you think, what have them sort of under better control. So the giraffe apparently just fell down on top of the car, and this young lady, Carrie Hill, was visiting the wildlife center with her teenage sons and her granddaughter. The giraffe approached their car and then poked its head through the sunroof. Miss Hill stopped the car. She took a photo of the animal, and then it lost its balance and fell down on the car.
I would love to hear the phone conversation when they called their auto insurance.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. A giraffe fell in our car. Yeah, lady. Sure it did.
Can't say I've heard that one before. What really happened?
Uh-huh. What happens when you call Liberty Mutual or Geico? Right, that little Geico guy. What's Liberty Mutual? Has an emu, right?
Call them. Yes.
Is there any insurance company that has a giraffe as a sort of a symbol? I don't think so. Maybe they might.
I mean, there was the Toys R Us toy store had the giraffe. Jeffrey.
Oh,
giraffe.
Right. Yes. Aren't they bringing those toys? Isn't that like Christmas time? They sort of, some stores add the old Toys R Us logo and they. I thought that was something that was going on.
You can still buy things online from Toys R Us.
One
of the department stores does, like, carry them in their store. I think it's Macy's. Am I Dillard's? Mm-hmm. Does Dillard's even still exist?
Maybe.
I think it's Macy's.
Yeah. So what happened to the giraffe? I don't really care about the car. The people are all okay.
Right.
What happened to the giraffe? The giraffe pulled its head out and it's okay? I don't see anything that suggests that either the giraffe is okay or not okay.
No, yeah, the giraffe was able to regain its footing.
Okay, good. And the park was happy to remind everybody they didn't assume any liability for the incidents involving their animals.
There are a lot of videos that float around online of people who take their families to these different kind of wildlife reserves where you can put your window down and you can buy a cup of feed and feed some of these animals and how some of them, like, and these are animals and you have food. They're not just going to, like, walk up next to your car and wait patiently. They stick their heads inside the car.
All right.
You have these, like, these kids are just terrified and screaming. And it's poor things.
Well, I've had that happen on the farm because we take tours around the farm, put people in a wagon and give them a lot of bread. The cows love it. The cows come up to the wagon. They stick their nose in the wagon. There's a picture that I took, and I don't know, I think it was before you were with me, when my grandson was two and a half years old, and we had him in the back seat of the car, and I decided we'd drive out into the pasture with the cows. Window was down. Cow stuck her nose in the car. Miles didn't know what to think of it. He kind of freaked out at first, and then his mother, who was sitting in the back seat with him, said, no, that's okay. Cows are friendly. Cows are fun. Cows are good. Don't worry about it. So after that, he always enjoyed. But Megan had those same experiences, both of my children. Well, they were never afraid of them because they grew up around it. When you grow up around something, any experience, you're not going to be afraid of them, and that's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want people not to be afraid of these animals just because they're big.
Yeah, you become desensitized to the nuance of it,
right.
And it's just, it really is. I think when you spend so much time with animals that you may normally be afraid of, you realize they have personality. Like, I grew up terrified of dogs, until I got my Daisy, and then I realized, oh my goodness, dogs are so incredibly
amazing.
You didn't
have dogs? Your mom and dad didn't have dogs?
No, I had cats. I had cats in the turtle growing up. I didn't, and all of the dogs I'd been around, some of them were nice, and there were certain dogs I was not afraid of, but as a whole, I was afraid of dogs because I also had experiences with really mean dogs. But then you realize, they are just so, they're such beautiful creatures, and the human race doesn't deserve dogs. They are so beautiful. They are so wonderful.
Not all dogs, not all people are created equal, even though the Constitution says all people are created equally. They are equal, not equally, but I don't think that's necessarily true. How I would summarize what I would say in summarizing this is that when we are born, when beings are born, not just you and me, human beings, but beings of any size, shape, or color, there's perfection there. And then what they do to adapt to their world may change that. And an example of that is that bear is another animal story. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago with the bear who attacked the Navy veteran and tore his jaw off? And now the veteran is coming forward after this horrific attack. He's in Montana, just kind of on a little vacation. The story here is that he's so grateful for the kindness that he got from people all over the place. This fellow's name is Rudy Norlander, joined by his daughters Ashley and Caitlin, and the surgeon that put his face back together were answering questions during a press conference to sort of reintroduce him to the world.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a survivor, no doubt, and he wrote down the answers to the questions people were giving him.
Yeah. What a mess, though. Imagine. He also had a mangled knee from the experience as well. This is something, you got to know where you are and what you're, if you're in a wildlife area, there's signs usually say don't feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out in the wild, you are going to be, if you're in, a lot of these places that these huge hundreds of acres, excuse me, in some of these public parks, there are going to be bears there. There are going to be most lions there. There are going to be lots of beings there.
And you know what? You're correct when you point out that there are signs that say these animals are in the area, don't feed them. But there's not often signs right there on the paths that say, hey, if you come across this animal, here's what to do or here's what not to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I think they get scared. They freak out. They run. That's when they get chased. Isn't it whenever you do come up to something, like whether it's a mountain lion or a bear or whatever, you stay facing it, you stay looking at it, but then you back away slowly?
Yes, I think that is the rule, mm-hmm. right? Apparently they were out tracking a deer, the family was, and the bear came upon them. And that's when all this happened. So anyway, the surgery was very expensive, and the youngsters set up a GoFundMe campaign. They've got $64,000 so far for their father's recovery. They didn't. I don't know if they ever found the bear or not. How do you? This was a 10-foot-tall grizzly bear.
My goodness, the fact that he is alive, that is a miracle. Yeah. And he apparently had his first bear encounter when he was 10 that he was somehow miraculously was able to walk away from.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be that eager to go to some of those places, frankly. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Chuck Curry, who's here. He's our movie man, Movie Moments. He joins us every day at this time to talk about film and television, that sort of thing. And so here we are with the theme from Fame. How does that play into our lives today, Mr. Chuck?
Well, this day in TV history, Doug, which is January 8th, 1982, Fame premiered on NBC. Which is a long time ago. I like that song. I like that show. I mean, I don't remember it completely, but I remember enjoying it. But it's hard to believe that premiered way, way back in 1982.
Yep. Irene Cara,
I believe, the year before last, very young.
Yeah. Oppenheimer, Succession pretty much dominated the Globes last night. I thought it was a fairly interesting show. You and I were talking before we went on about what a waste of time the host was, why they come up with these guys.
Here's the deal. I think the Globes actually came back this year, aired on CBS last night. It ran about three hours and 3 minutes. I thought it was a tight broadcast. I did think the host was out of his element and his opening monologue. I hate to rag on people because it's a tough gig. I think they had a hard time getting a host, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, because most of them didn't realize that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association doesn't own them anymore. Dick Clark Productions bought them, and so it's a whole different thing. Frankly.
Yeah, the host's name was Joe Kay. He's a comic.
Who cares?
I just thought he was flat as a pancake, and his opening monologue was hard to watch. But anyway, the reviews, the critics, for some reason, they should really taking a shot, say the telecast was very good. I thought it was fine. Listen, every big star in the industry was in that room. like everybody. Yep. Even Kevin Costner, which I felt sort of like, you know, all the hoopla and bad publicity Kevin Costner's gotten out of, you know, the whole way his arc is going to end on Yellowstone, leaving the show, disagreement with the showrunner.
Do you notice he was sitting next to, I thought he and Harrison Ford, you could see every time there's a takeaway, the two of them were talking because they were sitting next to each other.
I thought being on that telecast, Kevin Costner was a presenter, so I thought it sort of humanized him again in a strange way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was actually good for him. But I like Oppenheimer's going to be a major player, obviously, come Oscar time. Probably the odds on favorite to win the best picture.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a, for a change. It's a picture that most people went to see, and they got something good out of it, and the stars were great, and they obviously liked each other. You saw Elizabeth Blunt whispering in Matt Damon's ear last night when they were up on the. So it was kind of.
Listen, if I'm ABC and I'm the showrunner of the Oscars in the next few months, I'll do everything in my power to get Taylor Swift on the telecast because that's going to that's going to get ratings, right?
Yeah,
it's going to get ratings.
There.
Listen, they got there's a lot of bigger high profile movies this year, so the Oscars should you know the interest is going to be more than it has been in the last few years. Yeah. That's for sure.
Bobby, at first I thought Billie Eilish looked ridiculous, and then I listened to her and how much love she has for her brother and the family
really
stuff,
good.
And then I thought she was quite nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I do agree.
Right. Yep. All right, so what do we have for box office totals for this past weekend? How do they shape up?
A couple interesting things. Wonka was number one again, 14.4, $164 million to date domestically, $465 million worldwide, that on a budget of a little over $100 million. So film's quite popular. I would assume that Warner Brothers is giving serious thought to making this into a franchise, and it'll be sequelized. New horror film from Blumhouse, Night Swim, $12 million in business came in second. Again, this production company, Doug, can make movies at a reasonable production cost, $15 million to make. That's not a lot of money. Aquaman 2, 10.6, $100 million to date. Migration, $10 million, $78 million in 3 weeks. And No One But You, which is a rom-com.
Good movie. It's a good movie.
Sydney Sweeney. It was up 8% week to week. That means people are seeking the film out. This will be a hit, 9.5, $43 million to date. Pretty good, actually.
You know what? I saw Ferrari
over
the weekend. I was amazed. I liked it a lot, and I didn't recognize Adam Driver for the first half hour of the movie. I've forgotten he was the star. Shailene Woodley plays his paramour, if you will, and his wife is played by Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
They were both excellent. I thought all three were excellent. And the story is very gritty about the realities of the racing business.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's probably why it was so gritty. It was pretty direct and
gruesome
a little bit. But I thought it was a good movie worth going to see. So my recommendation is, if you have time, go see it. All right, Ferrari is called. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.